Now, despite her apology, ABC News President Kim Godwin announced Whoopi's suspension on Tuesday night, saying this in a statement: "Effective immediately, I am suspending Whoopi Goldberg for 2 weeks for her wrong and hurtful comments. While Whoopi has apologized, I've asked her to take time to reflect and learn about the impact of her comments. The entire ABC News organization stands in solidarity with our Jewish colleagues, friends, family, and communities."
Yeah, meanwhile, former co-host Meghan McCain weighed in on Whoopi's comments, writing on Twitter, "I hate commenting on my old employer because I have moved in every way a person can move on. That being said, I am an activist against anti-Semitism, and it is a big part of my life. The growing threat is real and virulent and everywhere. I am heartbroken about what was said."
Yeah, and here's how The View addressed Whoopi's absence today. Take a look.
Good morning and welcome to The View. You all saw the news. Whoopi will be back here in 2 weeks. Okay. Tara Settmayer has returned to guest co-host. So let's get to hot topics, ladies, shall we?
It's muddy waters. It's murky. I think at the end of the day, we have to educate to elevate.
Yeah.
Those are the two words that come to mind. Educate to elevate. Whoopi has been around for a long time. I could appreciate that she was humble about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the initial thing is kind of like a wrong and strong. You know, but I think it's also generational. And like she mentioned, living in black skin is just a different experience. It doesn't negate the fact that, you know, it's okay to educate ourselves about other cultures. We want that as black people. Learn about our plight.